Chapter 18. Rouge. Zoe looked at her tablet, hardly able to believe it was actually showing the image of Myrna Hollis, standing on Zoe's front porch. At Zoe's house. Why didn't I ask to meet somewhere else? She tugged hard at a braid, and Jace gave her a look from where he was sitting across from her in her dad's chair. Stop that. You're going to pull it out. She made a face. Maybe I want it out. It's about time, and I like my curls better anyway. He rolled his eyes. Then take it out the right way. Last time you had braids, you yanked them out and broke off half your hair. Who are you, my dad? Poking his head in from the kitchen, her dad scowled at both of them. No, I am, and if you don't let that girl in, you're having bread and water for dinner tonight. Zoe jumped up, having managed to distract herself so thoroughly that she'd forgotten what had upset her in the first place. She jogged to the door, careful to keep her speed down, and threw it open. Myrna was standing outside, clutching her bag in tight fists. I thought you gave me the wrong address, she muttered, looking around as if surprised to find that Zoe lived in such a normal-looking house. Zoe grimaced. I wouldn't do that, she mumbled, and stepped out of the way so Myrna could come in. Myrna. In Zoe's house? A chill ran down her back as the other girl walked in, but she shook it off and trailed her nemesis into the living room. Jace stood up when they entered, and though he didn't exactly smile, he didn't glare either. Hey Myrna, he said weakly. He had been at school on Thursday and Friday, just in time for their first self-study, which they had all spent doing homework from other classes. Myrna looked around, big brown eyes quizzical. This is nice. Zoe was about to answer when her dad walked in, holding a tray of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies, two glasses of milk, and one of orange juice. Zoe had tried explaining to him that they weren't five anymore, but it had clearly gone in one ear and out the other. Jay snagged the OJ and three cookies. He was lactose intolerant, so Zoe's dad always made sure there was something besides milk for him to drink. No soda was allowed in the Williams household because it's incredibly unhealthy, so juice, milk, water, or tea were generally the only refreshments available. Which honestly, Zoe didn't mind, since she didn't really like the way soda made her throat burn anyway. Thanks, Dr. Williams, Jace mumbled through a mouthful of cookies. Your cookies are the best. Zoe grinned as she grabbed her own cookie. Jace knew perfectly well that the cookie dough came out of a tub in the freezer, but the fact that they were always fresh out of the oven did make them a little bit special. You're welcome, Jace. Myrna? Would you like some cookies? Or maybe something other than milk? Zoe's dad set the tray down on the coffee table and looked inquiringly at Myrna. Myrna's eyes were huge now and she shook her head, swallowing hard. No. Thanks. Smiling, Zoe's dad said, All right then. Let me know if you three need anything else, though. I'm just going to be grading assignments in the kitchen. All three teenagers nodded, and then they were alone. An awkward silence fell. You didn't, Myrna hesitated, tell him anything about me? Like the fact that you've bullied me for years, and you're a grade A beezy? Zoe exchanged glances with Jace and they both shook their heads. Dr. Williams is awesome, but he's pretty, careful about who Zoe hangs out with, Jace said quietly, casting a meaningful glance toward the kitchen door, which was slightly ajar, no doubt so that Zoe's dad could hear in case anybody needed more cookies. Myrna was still standing, holding her bag like it was a lifeline, and now she looked down so her loose brown hair fell around her face. Look, she suddenly burst out, I'm sorry. I was. My mom. I don't. Her fists clenched on the bag and she looked up. I'm sorry, this was a bad idea. I'll drop the class. I can take it next semester. Maybe, she bit her lip. Maybe Annie or Livy will take it with me then. Zoe was on her feet again before she even realized she was moving, and she could see from Myrna's shocked expression that she'd moved a little too quickly. She forced herself to slow down and reached out to grab the bag. She couldn't quite bring herself to touch Myrna herself, not yet, but Aspen's whole let the past go thing was obviously starting to affect her because she actually felt bad for Myrna. No. Zoe said. Let's just try, okay? I mean the things that you The things that happened before, are you? She hesitated, glancing toward the kitchen. Really sorry? Myrna hesitated too, then nodded and shrugged at the same time. I thought. I mean, I never really meant those things, not exactly, but... It was easier. It was easy to be mad at you, just for being. She chomped on her lip until Zoe was afraid it would start bleeding. Who you are? I couldn't. My dad wouldn't let me be mean to Jasmine, but my mom. Zoe was getting the picture, and it was pretty much like she'd guessed when Jasmine had told her how Myrna blamed Jasmine for breaking up her parents' marriage, even though Jasmine hadn't even met Myrna's dad until after they were separated. Okay. Like I said, let's just try to do the assignment. I mean, we're not friends or anything now, but we can be civil and finish this thing, right? Relief flooding her face, Myrna nodded jerkily. Yeah, okay. Jace handed Myrna a peace cookie, and the girl released her death grip on her bag and accepted it. After cookies and milk and a little time for everyone to relax, Zoe led the other two to her room. Myrna was properly impressed by Zoe's pod, since hers was apparently a generation older, and that led naturally into a discussion of Veritas Online. Are you both in the cult too? Myrna asked, biting into the last cookie. I haven't been playing much since. She trailed off, glancing over at Zoe, who guessed that she meant, since I found out I'm the reason my stepmom got blackmailed and may go to jail. Zoe hesitated, exchanging glances with Jace, then decided to take a chance. After all, as long as they didn't tell Myrna any details of what they were doing, it wasn't like it mattered if the girl knew Zoe and Jace were in refuge. Ah, no. Actually, we're kind of, on the other side. Myrna looked up, shocked. Seriously? Like, on the other side? In the new Goblin City? Are you playing as goblins? Jace choked off a laugh. He and Zoe had cracked up when they saw a rumor on the boards that everyone in the new city was, in fact, a goblin. Apparently, a few people had even tried creating a half-goblin character, in hopes that they'd spawn in refuge, but no matter what options they selected during character creation, they always appeared in Bright instead. Ah no, Jace adjusted his glasses awkwardly, I'm a human and Rue I mean Zoe is a double half. A double half was what players called someone who was two non-human races. It didn't happen often, since the best aspects of the races always seemed to cancel each other out, leaving the character weaker than the sum of its parts. Rouge, for instance, had only two-thirds of the stamina she should at this point, and pretty much all NPCs disliked her when they first met, and she was still the best hybrid Zoe had heard of, which was why she didn't often tell people exactly what races she'd mixed to create her character. If they couldn't guess, no way was she going to help them make a knockoff Rouge. Myrna looked fascinated. I'm a half-elf because I just love those ears. She leaned forward, seeming to forget herself as she grew more excited. Have you seen the trend where people are getting body mods so they look more like their VO avatar? Since it's based on you, it's like you can actually make yourself look exactly the way you want, and then take that to the surgeon, so the surgeries are pretty easy. Some people are even getting the pointed ears. She gestured to her own, half hidden in her wavy brown hair, and then flushed as she seemed to remember who she was talking to. Quickly, before the other girl could second-guess herself too much, Zoe nodded. My dad won't even let me get a comm implant though, so no way am I getting any kind of body mod until I'm 18. I don't even want to think about the guilt trip I'll get, even if I do it then. She rolled her eyes. She didn't really want any kind of surgery except the communication implant, but if it helped Myrna relax and open up, she'd play along. Jace looked back and forth between the two of them, clearly befuddled. I don't get what the big deal is. It's not like you guys aren't already pretty. Zoe launched herself at him and gave him a big hug, then let go and ruffled his hair. You're going to make some lucky person so happy someday, she teased. Jace's fair cheeks burned bright red, and Zoe grinned at him until she realized that Myrna was watching the two of them, her own cheeks oddly pink. I thought you. She trailed off uncomfortably. Jace and Zoe looked at each other, then away again, laughing uncomfortably. Zoe punched Jace in the shoulder, and he rubbed it exaggeratedly, making a face at her. We're more like brother and sister, Zoe said, and besides, Jace has a girlfriend. Jace's ears joined his cheeks in the tomato brigade, but a goofy grin spread over his face. Yeah, I do. Zoe rolled her eyes again and turned back to Myrna. Don't get him started, or he'll tell you all about how amazing, wonderful, and perfect she is. She laughed a little though, to show that she was teasing. I don't plan to date until I'm out of high school, and maybe not even in college. I have better things to focus on. How about you? They all paused as they suddenly realized that they were acting like, well, friends. Then Myrna looked away and muttered, I'm not going to date in high school either. Zoe forced her smile not to slip and said, so smart. Time to get this back on track. So, you are in this cult thing? I mean back in Bright? Myrna's eyebrows lifted. They're not in Bright anymore. They all left almost a week ago, heading for the Goblin Capital. Zoe thought her heart would stop, but she somehow managed to ask, they, as if nothing Myrna had just said was a surprise to her. The other girl nodded. That's kind of what Annie and Livy are mad at me about. She grimaced. Not that it's a big deal, or anything. Just we were supposed to do this quest chain together, and I? After what happened with Jasmine, it just didn't seem. I mean, I know it's a game, but it just wasn't fun anymore. She shrugged helplessly. Nodding, Zoe tried to look understanding. I've been reading the forums and watching the streams, though, and I haven't heard anything about this. Mostly, Zoe had been watching in hopes of finding out what Phantom Hot and Akuji were up to. But everything had seemed pretty quiet and normal, though she had noticed that more people than usual were away from Bright. Honestly, she'd assumed it was because Bright was less fun than it used to be, so she hadn't worried about it. Myrna shrugged. Everybody in the cult got a hidden quest. It's not one of those crazy secret ones because so many people know about it, but if you talk about it to anyone who isn't in the cult, you lose major quest experience, and the cult puts a bounty on your head. Nobody wants that, so they made their own boards and stuff, and don't include it in the streams, even if the in-game recorder doesn't edit it because it's a special quest. Zoe swallowed hard. So, everybody is heading for refuge? Except you? Not everybody. There are still a lot of players who didn't join the cult quest chain. They're mostly crafters or role players, but they're still just hanging out in Bright. A lot of people are wondering why there hasn't been some counter quest offered, for people who don't like the cult, you know? Then there are people like me, who just joined the cult to play with their friends but don't like the direction it's going. I got broken back to an initiate when I refused to leave, but I don't even care. Myrna sounded more like herself, with some anger in her voice. If they left that long ago, Jace said slowly, why aren't they already camped on our doorstep? Myrna shrugged again and looked away. I'm not allowed in the cult chat anymore, and Annie and Livy aren't talking to me, but before I got cut off, I heard something about some training. I think they're power leveling on their way north, and plus, there was something about how anyone who entered the pass got killed by that wyvern who lives there. I thought it was just a field boss, but maybe it got stronger, like they do in Vo. So, Zoe said. What you're saying is that pretty soon, we're going to have a whole army of leveled-up cultists and players coming straight at us? Yeah, Myrna agreed. If I were you, I'd get out while I can. Zoe gritted her teeth. Do you happen to know if Phantom Hat or Aku, I mean King Chester, is with them? Surprised, Myrna said, Phantom Hat? Isn't he the high-ranked assassin that everybody blames whenever any high-level players get peaked? What does he have to do with this? He's the new Lord of Bright, didn't you know? Jace asked. He's the leader of the cult too, we think. No way. Myrna said. The cult leader is a vamp, she stopped, biting her lip. Zoe and Jace exchanged glances. Yeah, they said in unison. We know.